Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon is back with the ETF of the week, something we do every Thursday on this show. And if you want to learn more about Tom's picks or you want to learn more about ETF investing in general, well, you should know more about Tom. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com, one of the premier sites for information on ETF investing. And he is the head of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want to learn more about ETF Trends, ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends. If you want to learn more about Tom, you'll follow him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares iBox High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, ticker symbol HYG.
HYG, the iShares iBox High Yield Corporate Bond ETF. And why this ETF now in a rising rate environment that has at least some investors nervous, even if rising rates aren't always bad for high yield?
Well, that's a good point. And the other thing is this ETF is one of the first high-yield ETFs. It actually just had its 10-year anniversary on April 4th. And over that 10-year period of time, it averaged 5.6% average annual return. Not bad. But as you point out, Chuck, we're not in the same rate environment that we were 10 years ago. Things have changed. So briefly, a lot of investors and advisors for the fixed income allocation of their portfolio benchmark to the Barclays Aggregate Index. And the Barclays Aggregate Index has a compilation of treasuries, corporates, and also high yield. The thing is, since the last 10 years, the duration or the age of the bonds that are in that Barclays Agg has actually doubled from a little over 4% to almost 8%. And not many people understand that. In addition, the quality of the bonds in the index have actually declined, so the risk has actually increased too. So the Barclays Agg is not the same Barclays Agg that we saw 10 years ago, number one. Number two, in a rising rate environment, the area that's affected most are treasuries, especially long treasuries. As you point out, not only high yields but also corporate bonds don't always do poorly in rising rate environments. In rising rate environments, it tends to happen during times when the economy is doing good, corporations have higher profitability, and their bonds actually aren't that bad too. So it's just a point to kind of look at your fixed income allocation, understand if you do have a mutual fund, what's in that mutual fund, how much is in each of the fixed income asset classes, and are you comfortable with that allocation, number one. Number two, high yield, which is deemed a little bit more risky, especially than high-quality corporate bonds,
yep,
can offer decent yields, but in the same regard, they can actually do pretty well over certain periods of time. And even though high yields had a bit of a correction last year, they've come back pretty strong and are well above their trend lines.
And is this a 200-day moving average play where you allow those trend lines to dictate what's going to happen?
Well, if you're looking for yield, and most people are looking for yield, but they're also looking for yield in a safe way, here's a way to maybe, and I would absolutely do this if I'm looking for income in my portfolio, don't just leave it up to the gods to determine by buying a general Barclays Agg index how you're going to do, because very quickly, any yield that you get, you could actually lose as far as depreciation in a rising rate environment, especially for that treasury allocation. So here's a way to get a little bit more tactical, shift some of that Barclays Agg allocation over to a high yield allocation like this, but follow it on the 200-day moving average. And if we get into a situation where all bonds are declining for some reason, listen, it doesn't matter what yield you're getting, if it's wiped out by depreciation.
Yeah, that is, congratulations, you're getting a good yield, but it's not actually, yeah, you're losing money. That's right. That we know is horrible. Now, that said, what that really means is that if we fall below the 200-day moving average, you're not going to say, okay, let me put this back in the Barclays Ag. You're going to take a look and say, let's be tactical with that money again. So fundamentally, this is a tactical play that's going to remain a tactical play, right?
Well, I would say so. Again, if you're a long-term investor and you're happy with your fixed income allocation, great. But one thing, and this is, I think, the biggest thing that we can pass on to investors. We've had a 30-year bull market in bonds. It appears to be coming to an end. The money, you have a lot more money you do today than you did 30 years ago, if you had anything or if you were alive. Please understand how rising interest rates can affect bonds in a portfolio. And if that's all you walk away with, great. On the other hand, if it really means something to you, go to school. Understand how different bonds operate within rising rate environments and protect your portfolio as much as you can.
Great stuff as always, Tom. It's the iShares iBox High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, ticker symbol HYG. Just having celebrated its 10-year anniversary on April the 4th. And again, since inception, 5.6% average annualized return over a decade. Not bad. Definitely not bad. And again, much better than the Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. And of course, check out the website for more information on all things related to ETFs.